Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Earl Caldwell. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting second. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting third. The right fielder, Bud Metheny. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tuck Steinbeck. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Drescher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tiny Bonham. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Drescher for a passed ball. Schalk moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Schalk trying to get to home. Martin throws the ball into Drescher, who tags Schalk, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Dickshot moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Drescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Metheny moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. Crosetti scores. Metheny moves to third. Eaton moves to second. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Tuck Steinbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Drescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drescher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Bonham reaches second base with a double. Drescher moves to third. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sternweiss is walked intentionally. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Michaels. Drescher scores. Bonham moves to third. Sternweiss moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metheny hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-1 in the game. Eaton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-1, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sternweiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards first. Eaton catches it and steps on first to double up Schalk. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Drescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drescher is 0-for-1 in the game. Drescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Drescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bonham hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sternweiss hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crosetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. Crosetti reaches second base with a double. Dickshott throws the ball into Cuccinello, who tags Crosetti trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Steinbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caldwell hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metheny hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Yankees. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Eaton. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Eaton steals second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Yankees. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Drescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drescher is 0-for-2 in the game. Drescher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Metheny settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Johnson now pitching. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonham moves to second. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crosetti bunts towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonham moves to third. Sternweiss moves to second. One out. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Metheny hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonham scores. Sternweiss moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-1, Yankees. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Eaton takes first base on ball 4. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Eaton moves to second. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eaton scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing third base. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimes is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Drescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drescher is 0-for-3 in the game. Drescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Yankees. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Bud Metheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metheny is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Metheny hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Metheny reaches second base with a double. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got four RBIs. Etten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metheny scores. It's 11-3, Yankees. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Martin reaches third base with a triple. Etten goes all the way around to score. It's 12-3, Yankees. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-4 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 12, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.